This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want to play one final thing on Afghanistan for our show today, and it has to do with No Man Left Behind. That's been a credo of American pride for, ever since I've been around, probably longer than that, I would think. No Man Left Behind. And because of the actions of Joey Demento and his team, we can't say that anymore. That was the thing that in every country was like, the Americans will not leave you, man. They will stick with you. And it's always a leftist that violates that. And then this is the most glaring violation of it. As one guy called it, a capitulation, or the worst capitulation. So I welcome you, especially you new users. Not that I don't welcome back new users, new members, new people listening, new listeners. That's what I was looking for. Welcome you to the program. I still appreciate the ones who listen all the time. Thank you guys for being out there. Haven't heard from my buddy Andy in a while, but I hope he and Liz are doing fine. Bob and Carol, check in with me. Know you went up to Canada. Want to see what you're up to. Did you get back safely? And obviously I heard from Albert. I'm going to try to get out there and visit with him and many others of you. But I'm glad you're here, but I'm glad we got these new folks coming, because we got to get the word out, and we got to get it out fast. I mean, midterm elections, this is a huge thing that we're dealing with right now. This will be one of the cornerstones of why nobody wants these leftists in there. Take advantage of it. But let's listen to the No Man Left Behind. This is Admiral Kirby being asked this question.
Admiral, your career, your life, and the building that you work in have been and are built on a core that resounds throughout the military. We leave no one behind. What is the mood these past couple of days? What is the mood this morning in the E-ring of the Pentagon as people walk around knowing that thousands have been left behind? And what is the relationship today between the Pentagon, the top brass in the Pentagon, and the American State Department?
I think we are grateful for the incredible teamwork we've had with the State Department on the ground, certainly in Kabul over the last couple of weeks, but writ large across the world. I mean, it's a team effort, and it absolutely was. At each of those gates at the airport, there were consular officers working side by side with Marines and with soldiers, trying to do the best they can to process as many people as possible. As for the mood here, look, we're grateful that we got everybody out safely yesterday. That was no small feat, moving those last 800 troops out of the airport safely and efficiently with nobody getting hurt. So I think there's a lot of relief in that. But there's also, as you heard General McKenzie say, there's heartbreak. Sure, we certainly would have liked and preferred to get more people out if we could, but the time just wasn't there. And I don't just mean the time on the clock. I mean the time in terms of the threat. And it was something we had to keep mindful all the time. You don't want to do anything that's not going to put your troops in danger, but also people around the airport and more civilians in danger. So it was a tough decision, a tough couple of days, but we are re-energizing our commitment to the entire government to continue to work to do what we can to help those that weren't able to make it out.
They weren't able to make it out. Wow. Admiral Kirby giving you a real sense of, ooh, No Man Left Behind is no more. Do you think that would have been what Trump did? The guy that brought back, what was his, Warmier? Back from North Korea, black guys back from China that would have been in prison, no doubt about it, had they not been under Trump as president. And I could go on. Leave no man behind. That's the American credo. And was he asked him specifically, what's the mood now that knowing that you left thousands behind? He didn't say it wasn't thousands. Did you notice that? He didn't go, no, it's not thousands. It's not that many. He says, we're grateful for the teamwork and the team effort. Consular officers working with Marines at the gates, man. Well, we're grateful to get everyone out safely. There's relief in that. Now, there is some heartbreak. We would have liked to have gotten more people out. But, you know, it was the timing in terms of the threat. It would have put troops and more civilians in danger. Oh, you know, it's been a tough couple of days, but we're re-energizing our commitment. to do what? Nothing? Let me ask you, what if that was your brother, your sister, your uncle, your cousin, your mom, your dad, stuck over there, and you've got Biden's commitment? Now, look, I talked about it the first hour. I'm going to move on in the next rest of this hour because I want to get off the subject. I'm going to talk about Dr. Fauci and his poll numbers and then a story that I find very interesting that has to do with let's just call him a star. He's a star, and he's under fire of the Me Too movement. So we're going to move on from this. But I want to just make it very clear that we have lost that high ground of saying, we'll get you. And I work enough with the military, or have worked, I haven't in recently, but I've worked enough with the military guys to tell you that that level of pride that, man, you're not going to get left behind is an amazing credo and something that I can guarantee you, maybe there are military guys out there that can send me a note. Let me know your thoughts on this. Because I know this, the D-Day veterans, the Vietnam guys, the guys that have fought in the Gulf Wars, they prided themselves on the idea that the American military will not let you down. Well, here's what I would say to them. The American military didn't let them down. Didn't let the Afghanis down. The commander in grief, the idiot in chief, he let the military down. He let those Afghanis down. He is the reason America lost that high ground. And prior to him, it was baby black Jesus who ceded the high ground in about every other way. What did they expect? Well, we knew. That's why we didn't vote for him. That's why the overwhelming number of Americans didn't vote for him. I would love to see his polling right now. This guy's spiking the football. He's got all his minions running around being grateful, thanking the troops, thanking God. God bless America. God bless the country. God bless everybody. God, not something different to all those people left overseas that he didn't get out, that he refused to say, remember when Biden made the commitment? We won't leave until we have every American out safely. That is, until we leave. And then we'll be full of excuses as to why we couldn't do it. Well, as Admiral Kirby says, it's been a tough couple of days. You know, we needed to regroup. We needed to recharge the batteries. Our continued presence could have gotten people killed. So we tuck-tailed and ran. No man left behind. Well, there's no listener left behind here, so we'll be done.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapse. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What took so long for people to wake up to Fauci the fraud? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. What a flim-flam artist this little clown turned out to be, right? 844-551-8255, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Go there. Go see what we have to offer. If you like the radio show, you're going to love all the other things we have. I had a guy send me a note, Kevin, I want to get your merch, but we don't do PayPal. Look, man, we look for all kinds of solutions against PayPal. I'd love to tell you we've worked through all these different things to give you angles to get to us and whatever else. Get over it. You know, if you're going to plant your flag, and I get it, I don't buy Nike, but if somebody said to me, Kevin, I will make exceptions on things, not because I'm wishy-washy on my stance on stuff. I'll give you an example. I don't watch the NFL, but when the San Francisco 49ers made it, I watched it. You want to know why? Because my uncle, one of my favorite uncles, Larry, it was an homage to him. It was his favorite team. They hadn't been in there. He had passed away, so I made an exception. God, people, get over yourselves. I get it. If the overwhelming time, you know how many times I've been at Target since they implemented LGBT bathrooms? Zero. I threw away all my Nike except my Nike golf bag that I won. It was $125 value, using my finger quotes. But I won it. I'm not going to go buy another. I don't have $125 of waste, so whatever the bags cost these days. So I use that bag. But I don't. I have a few other. I don't know what else I may have of Nike. But I threw away 98% of my Nike, and I don't buy it anymore. But if Nike were having a $2 sale on tennis shoes, I'd buy them. I'll tell you right now. If it's a super duper value, I'm going to go get it. But I'm not going to do what I used to do, which is go all the time, right? God, people,
you know, Kevin, I'd like to help you, man, but PayPal.
Really? So PayPal's going to make 35 cents on your transaction to me, and that's the flag you want to die. You know, that's the hill you want to die on. Man, we are out here absolutely giving our heart and soul every day to everything that we do. And it floors me that people will go,
well, man, that's my $5.
It is. You're exactly right. But you know the stuff that, look, I'm not trying to play tit for tat. As my buddy always says, be sure to take tat. Because anyway, you get it. So the point is, I'm not going to tell you what to do with your time, your energy, your money, whatever resource you have. But if you believe in what we do, don't give me excuses. It's an excuse. And it's not the place to die, the hill to die on, because we're going to get up every morning with or without you and do it, even if it ends up bankrupting me, which it very well could. I will tell you, if it weren't for the generosity of a handful of amazing people, I don't know what I would be doing right now. That's just keeping it real. And it is, people will say this, Kevin, you never want people to know that you're not really big balling. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Look, if I wanted to make millions of dollars, I can make millions of dollars. There's nobody that I'm listening to that I'm talking to right now that probably doesn't believe that. So it isn't about my ability. I'm not alms for the poor, please, alms for the poor. You know, I'm not conflicted, as we used to call it when I was a kid. You know, like, I can't walk, can't work, can't think. I'm not an invalid that can't go to work. I can go to work. I can get something done. And I'll create it if I have to. But this is it. This is my calling. God said, this is what you're going to do. I have complete faith that he's going to make this work. So there you have it. But I don't want to hear excuses. Anyway, let me get back to Fauci. And by the way, that's not a lecture. I don't begrudge anybody that says, Kevin, I just don't donate. Okay, fine. I don't give money to things. Okay, fine. I'm not trying to lecture you. But I'm saying, if you do, don't give me an excuse. So let's go back to this. Now that we have the vision of hindsight, I would take the testimony of a blind, deaf, mute over anything Fauci says. This guy got absolutely nothing right in this scamdemic. He was point man for the scamdemic, responsible for the largest money grab in the history of the world. And I will also credit this little fraud for the economy killing measures of the lockdowns, because he's the one that talked about masks and we needed to. You know, I mean, I'm going to give you an article that you can go read that documents his blatant lies. And it just makes you, it infuriated me. Fauci also has blood on the hands for all the people who died during this scam. But what I want to talk about specifically are the polls. Less than half of Americans now have a favorable opinion of Fauci. Although they say most still want to follow the COVID, they call them the COVID-19 experts' advice on dealing with the pandemic. So this is Rasmussen. They said they did a survey. 44% of adults have a favorable impression of Fauci. 27% very favorable of that 44. 42% view him unfavorably, but 29% are very unfavorable. So his very unfavorables outnumber his very favorables, even though the 44 to 42 on favorable versus unfavorable. 14% are unsure. I don't know what these 14% are unsure about, but, you know, let's get them some evidence. Less than half, though. 27% very favorable is far less than half. And the 29% who view him unfavorable, they get it. Now, with these numbers, Democrats have to start looking at how useful is he going to be. And I suspect more than Fauci have fallen out of favor over this scam. Democrats in general have fallen out of favor, and they should take heed. But here's the thing. They're not. They're doubling down. They're still talking about the Delta variant and the Lambda variants and the various other variants and, you know, locking down the country, passports, vaccine passports. And the real thing is getting the shot. But you got to look at this article. It was in National Review, and they gave all the data on Fauci. And it's so damning. You have to ask yourself, how did he ever get to the point that he was? They said, so here's what they said. For reasonable people that have a legitimate reason for hating Fauci, here you go. Although he's a medical expert, he's not the only expert, and he frequently contradicts other experts who are backed by gold standard clinical studies. And the second one is, the media treats him as if he's the wisest of Solons, despite his being proven wrong on many occasions and having admitted lying to the public. Fauci managed to shut down experts, folks, while he sold snake oil. And I'm telling you, if you read this article in National Review that talks about the lies, overwhelming, blatant lies that Fauci told, you leave shaking your head going, when I say he tells you specifically, I fudged the numbers. Yeah, I gave that number because it needed to be said, because we needed the people to sort of think this way or started to react this way. And when that didn't work, then we gave him a higher number and we adjusted that. Now, I knew all the numbers were wrong. He's admitting it. And his rationale for lying, folks, is fascinating. So they're finally pushing back and the poll numbers show it. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Louisiana residents are getting restless as more than 900,000 homes and businesses remain in the dark. According to GasBuddy.com, more than half of the gas stations in New Orleans and Baton Rouge are without fuel, causing long lines to form at gas stations as victims of Hurricane Ida rush to fill up their cars and generators. New Orleans Mayor Democrat LaToya Cantrell says slowly but surely services are being restored to the Big Easy.
We saw some critical success on yesterday. We expect more to come online and gradually throughout the day, and of course every day making and pushing for significant progress.
The Democratic-led House holding a virtual hearing regarding the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. USA Radio News. At least one student is dead after gunshots rang out at Mount Tabor High School in Winston-Salem, North Carolina on Wednesday. North Carolina Democrat Governor Roy Cooper talks about additional actions that can be taken to protect students and staff.
Training school resource officers, making sure that there are more mental health treatment and prevention for students, investing in educators, and keeping guns out of school.
The student killed was identified as William Chavis Renard Miller Jr., and the gunman was apprehended hours after the shooting. Auctioneers in France are preparing for a Jurassic-sized sale this fall. The skeleton of the world's biggest triceratops will be up for grabs in October and is expected to fetch up to $1.7 million. Known as Big John, the skull measures more than 8 feet long and more than 6 feet wide. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, we've got a controversial topic here I want to talk about. And I wonder, is this a desperation move by the Me Too movement? You know, the hairy underarm crowd, the vagina hat wearers, to decide that they're going to go after yet another icon. I'm not talking about Cuomo. Yeah, the Love Gov, they've already gotten him. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I don't even care. You guys know my stance. If a woman has been legitimately sexually harassed or certainly raped, I am the biggest champion for their cause. You don't even want to know the retribution I want to inflict on people like that. Yeah. But this new version of it, you know, the new and improved version, which of course is never new and improved for anything that leftists do, this has to constitute a desperation move. I say move over Rose McGowan and Ashley Judd. But apparently 70-year-old Me Too porn stars are getting their revenge, and their target is the adult film industry icon Ron Jeremy. This is interesting to me, this story, on so many levels. Now, look, I'm going to tell you right now, sensitive subject, especially on the channels that are, you know, more Christian-based. But let's face it, folks, we're Christians, but we do know what's out there. We know the evil that is out there. We know also that there are people who don't believe as we do necessarily. And there, even among Christians, the idea of porn, that people are like, man, you're born naked. You know, why do we demonize something? Look, you can demonize the industry where people want to make money, you know, flaunting their, you know, sexuality in certain ways. But, you know, hate the sinner, not the sin. I mean, hate the sin, not the sinner. I never get it right. Ron Jeremy. So the little bit of porn that I did watch when I was a kid, and I'll be honest with you, there are these icons that you hear about, and eventually at some point you're going to run into it because, you know, it is what it is. Porn exists, and before many of us decided they didn't need it. I personally have never been into porn. I had friends that were. I was like, what is the deal? I don't get it. I had a buddy, I'm not lying, we go over to watch football. He had every TV on in his house. He had, you know, like six TVs in his house. Five of them had porn, and one of them had the game. And if you went to the bathroom, you hear porn, and there wasn't a room. I'm like, what is your deal? Caligula? God. Every TV's got a – this is when you had VHS tapes. Had VHS tapes with porn. I'm like, Vinny, what is the deal? I don't get this. This is an obsession. By the way, he died. One of my buddies told me he died recently. Guy had a brilliant career as a comedian, but he was disturbed. I don't know whether he committed suicide, but wow, it wouldn't surprise me. Anyway, Ron Jeremy has been indicted on more than 30 counts of sexual assault, charges filed by L.A. County D.A. George Gascon. They've accused Jeremy of sexually assaulting more than 20 women over a 23-year span dating back to 1996. Here again, I can't help but chuckle. And here's why. This is a man who made his living with sex. And they go back 1996. So we're going back 25 years to over this period. And I don't know who's coming in, who's like decided, okay, Ron Jeremy's the one we're going to go after. But wow, really? 20 women over 23 years. It's 25 if you do the math, 1996 to 2021. So it's 25, but okay, whatever. It's not a math contest here. Ron Jeremy, the king of porn. When I say the king of porn, let me just say what. Here's a quick little blurb that was in Wikipedia. Now, you take it for what it's worth, Wikipedia, but I'll tell you this. I can't name, other than John Holmes, I can't name another porn star dude except those two. And if you'd said name the one that came to mind first, it would definitely be Ron Jeremy. But anyway, here's what it says. Ron Jeremy Hyatt. He's a Hyatt. Did you know that? Is an American former pornographic actor, filmmaker, movie actor, and stand-up comedian. Nicknamed the Hedgehog, Jeremy was ranked by AVN, that's Adult Video, Network, as the number one in their 50 top porn stars of all time list. Wow, that must make his parents proud. Look, when you dedicate yourself, I was just thinking about this when I was looking at this story. Ron Jeremy can't go into a grocery store without somebody recognizing him for his, and I'm going to use my finger quotes, his art. Okay? Really? Look, I'm not trying to disparage the industry, but there's an industry maybe that you don't want to be the number one dude in. That's it. That's what you're known for. Wow. Look, maybe it gets you the ladies, but does it really? After all this work that this guy dedicated to porn, what brings him down? Essentially porn. Do you get the irony of that? This is number one, folks. Forget Cosby. Bill Cosby is a chili pimp compared to Ron Jeremy. Molesting women? I mean, luckily old boy got a paycheck because he's molested a lot more than 20 women over a 23-year span. I don't want to get you in trouble because I don't want your search engine to start coming with all the ads to start coming up old Ron Jeremy videos. But if you were to Google Ron Jeremy in videos like, porn videos, what's he got? I don't know. I bet it's dozens, if not hundreds. And maybe Jeremy got this twisted sense of who, women are. Wouldn't you? I mean, it's like a cop. You go out every day on the beat. You're seeing the worst in humanity of men, people doing bad things to other people. It's just a horror show. It's a train wreck. People getting beat up, people getting raped, people getting, whatever, robbed, etc. And then you got to come back into the real world, the civilized world. Or like a soldier. All he does, he sees, buddies getting blown up. And then suddenly he's got to come back and face the real world. PTSD. Couldn't Ron Jeremy say, I don't know whether he did this or he didn't. That's not for me to decide. But couldn't Ron Jeremy say, I suffer from PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome. Or post-traumatic, not dramatic. Post-traumatic stress syndrome over my time with all these women who objectified themselves. I mean, wouldn't he have a distorted, if anybody had a distorted view of women, wouldn't it be the number one porn star of all time? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Please visit the site, because I'm going to tell you, you're not going to get this kind of radio anywhere else. You're not going to get the things that we talk about, that I rap about with you in the way that I do it, from anybody else. I don't think Shapiro is going to cover this topic the way I cover it. I don't think Charlie Kirk's going to cover it the way. Great guys. Great guys. Brilliant. Not going to give you this. Anyway, they say, this is what, what's his face said? George Gascon, the LA County District Attorney. He says, far too often, survivors of sexually assault suffer in isolation. We must ensure that survivors have all options available to help with recovery, including trauma-informed services for healing and support to report such crimes. Yeah, it's funny how the left will take something along these lines and they will milk the living daylights out of it. Milk it to a degree. I don't know. Did Ron Jeremy go up and grab women by the breast? What did he do? Did he do what the Love Gov did? Or did he do more? Did he do what Bill Clinton did? Or perhaps he did what Harvey Weinstein did? Or he could have done what Jeffrey Epstein did? You want to know what all these clowns have in common? They're all Democrats. Oh, Kevin, don't forget Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby drugged people and whatever. Let me tell you something. Bill Cosby didn't drug anyone. We read the deposition. Bill Cosby said, yeah, I gave women Quaalude. But they didn't let him finish. He was saying, I gave him Quaalude because they asked for it. That was the drug of choice. He didn't say, I gave him Quaalude. That's all they heard.
Oh, you see, he gave him Quaalude. He admits it.
Can you imagine? Bill Cosby sitting there going, I'm going to tell you the truth. I gave women Quaalude. It would be like somebody saying, did you ever
give a woman pot?
Yeah, I gave a woman. We smoked some pot together.
Oh, look at him. He's admitting it.
Well, I've never done drugs, so if they ever tell you I gave a woman Quaalude or Rohypnol or anything else, you can say, find a prescription. Find the drug dealer that sold it to him and see where Kevin's phone pinged at the same time, because I don't do drugs. Just say no. Anyway, back to Ron Jeremy. The number one porn star on the planet is now being accused of sexually assaulting women. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Wow, man. We're covering this story about Ron Jeremy. Many people know who he is. Christian conservatives know who he is because maybe you haven't always led the life that you're living now. You might actually still be into porn. Maybe that's the mask you wear. I'm not going to tell people. I'm going to say this. Don't be ashamed of your peccadillo, right? Because it is. We're all battling demons of sorts. So don't be ashamed of it. You're dealing with it. If porn's one of your things, maybe it's gambling. Maybe it's overeating. I don't know. But you can't be ashamed of it. You have to be able to face it. I have a buddy. He was in my church when I lived in a different area. And we did a men's retreat. And he said, I mean, I didn't even know the guy at the time. But I run this part of the church, and there's like 30 guys. And he says, I want to kick things off telling you a little bit about myself. And he says, I have a porn addiction. And it was like, what? I mean, I was relatively young at the time, and I was thinking, this dude just said he had a porn addiction. He goes, yeah. And he goes, even though I was a virgin, I swear this is what he said. I couldn't make this story up. He says, even though I was a virgin when I got married, I had more sex than my wife had had. Now, I don't know how much sex his wife had had. I don't think she was a porn star, but she'd had sex before. But he was like, no, I'd had more sex than she did. What he was saying is he had it with himself. So he was admitting it, and he said this, I'm not lying. He goes, I still have an addiction to sex. And he goes, here's what I do. He goes, I'm going to finish this off with why this is so shocking to me. But he goes, when I see a woman, like if I meet your wife, for example, and she's very, you know, if your wife's very beautiful, and I'm sure they are, and he's looking at people around, and he goes, I bounce. And he goes, what I do is when my eyes see him, I immediately bounce off and I don't look at him. And he goes, now that's my mechanism for dealing with my addiction. And he goes on, so my first revelation, I swear to you, this is a true story. I thought to myself, number one, how brave. How brave of this guy to just go, hey, this is my thing. I'm not going to be embarrassed about it. We are brothers in Christ. You need to know this about me. Maybe you can help me, kind of a thing. I was like, wow, that's awesome. And the second thing I thought about it was, you know, how he had to deal with it and how he, that statement was helping so many people because of the level of honesty. Now look, I ain't trying to do church here. This ain't Billy Graham. Billy Black Graham. Billy Black Graham having church service today. I'm not trying to be Billy Black Graham. I'm just trying to tell you that, you know, be true to thyself. Now, the Me Too movement. And they're going after Ron Jeremy, iconic adult video star, voted the number one dude in porn, probably of all people, including women. I mean, probably the most well-known person in porn. Not exactly something you want to hang your hat on or, you know, talk to the grandkids. But, yeah, dad was an amazing porn star, you know. But it is what it is. It's his life he led. He can get right with God anytime he chooses. And maybe he is. Maybe that was his sin and he says, look, God, this is the way I make my money. And God, you know, I mean, God isn't going to forgive him necessarily. I mean, he will forgive him, but you know what I'm saying? He's not happy about it. But what it is what it is. But now, 67 years old, 20 plus years after his career is over, and women are, they're coming out of the woodwork. What did Jeremy do? Did he say he was running for election as a Republican in 2024? What did this dude do? I mean, look, ladies, if you want to pick a target, you pick Kavanaugh. I kind of get it because you're like, oh, he thinks he's so pristine and clean. We'll show that little goody two shoes something. But Ron Jeremy made his living with debauchery, with women who voluntarily gave themselves to him on camera and many more off camera. And he's the guy. Look, I'm all for Me Too in the right way. This, I say, you pick a bad target. So here's it. The 67-year-old whose legal name is Ron Jeremy Hyatt. Yeah, of the Hyatt Hotel chain. I don't know if he's got anything to do with them, but not exactly a ringing endorsement. Even though, let's face it, in the Hyatt, there is some porn going on. Anyway, pleaded not guilty to 12 counts of forcible rape, 7 counts of forcible copulation, forcible oral copulation, 6 counts of sexual battery by restraint. 4 counts of sexual penetration by a point. Here's what I want to know. Where's the data? Where's the science? I want to see the science. I want to. And so then they go, two counts of sexual penetration of an unconscious or asleep person. 1 count of a lewd act upon a child under the age of 14 or 15, sodomy by use of force, and assault with an intent to commit rape. Wow. I mean, look, that's a lot of stuff. And if the guy did this, as I said earlier, I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't know whether he did or he didn't. If he did all this, he's a bad dude. But I'm just saying, Ron has done worse with permission. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Me Too movement. Seriously. And, okay, I'm not trying to get into the psychology of the victims because I know enough about it. I've watched Law and Order. Yeah. I'm fairly an expert here. And I know that they don't always admit it, yada, yada, yada. I get it. And maybe when it comes to Ron Jeremy, you're like, oh, you know, he was a big star in the porn industry and I couldn't admit. I mean, I don't know what would cause you not to admit it, but that's the psychology of it, or so they say. But I know this, and maybe, you know, again, don't take my personal stance on something and go, Kevin's going to build, you know, this is where he's going to build his castle on it. This is just me. If Ron did any of these things, well, he couldn't do some of them because he can't force me to orally copulate, or some of the other things. But if Ron tried it and it didn't work and it offended me, I would say, hey, Ron, what's up, man? Norton, you're looking pretty good in them jeans. Ron, I'm not Norton, first of all. I'm Kevin, and I do make these jeans rock. But that's it, bro. Yeah, I mean, look, again, I'm not trying to tell the psychology of other people. But that's a long time to wait to go after the king of porn. It's kind of, you know, how many years for Cosby? How many years? And I want to know, look, I don't know who his accusers are, and I don't want to get into the story because it isn't that big of a deal to me. The thing that gets me about this story more than anything, and the reason why I didn't think we would cover two segments with it, but we are. Find myself talking about Ron Jeremy. If you had said to me 10 years, a year ago, Kevin, you're going to be covering Ron Jeremy on your radio, I would be like, well, for what? But this story is so salacious that it strikes me as odd. Look, Rose McGowan, Ashley Judd, a litany of actresses have claimed that Weinstein did what he did to him over a period of time. No, I have no question about it. We don't have the names of the people here, and I haven't seen anybody just blatantly going after Ron Jeremy. You know, here's what got me about Jeremy, too, just as an FYI. I looked it up. I was like, maybe he's got a lot of money. You know, maybe he's going to do something big because that's when people tend to go after you. No. He's worth $1 million. And being honest with you, I understand how, you know, a lot of people leave their careers number one and they get a lot of spokesperson stuff. What can you be spokesperson for? Hustler? Go to Larry Flint and try to, hey, Larry, he's dead now, but can you give me a deal? What are you going to be spokesperson for? Hey, I'm Ron Jeremy. Buy yourself some Coca-Cola. You know, I mean, you don't get the car deals and the shoe deals. Does Nike have a shoe for porn? You know what? They probably do. They got a shoe for the raising the fist, right? They probably got a shoe for that. So anyway, he's scheduled to go to court for a pretrial conference. He pleaded not guilty to 7 additional sexual assault counts involving 6 women for incidents that date back to 1996. Being honest, there's a part of me, train wreck, you know, part that wants to see what this is about. Because I see it's kind of overreach. Now, there are people that go, oh, Ron, he touched my breast when I didn't want him to. Now, understand, these are probably women that he had carnal knowledge of in the movies. And then outside of the movies, they you know, maybe, I don't know. I don't know who Ron's circle of friends or contacts are. But it's a bit suspect when the number one dude in porn is getting targeted by the Me Too movement for stuff that happened I don't know if I'm buying it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.